paragraph A. V'ze merumas k'tzas b'soif ha'maimer anam. Rabbi Nizal alludes to this a little bit at the end of the chapter in Likutei Moran there. Mashekosav sham al soif ha'memra shel Rabbi Yehuda hindua mishtoi. Where Rabbi Nizal explains the Gemara, the allegory that he quotes from the Gemara, which says that Rabbi Yehuda from India told a story, and in the story, part of it was Chodar Osi Tanina Chavre. Then another serpent, the friend of the first one, went Shaklale and grabbed him, Vitolale and hung him up, Vaachye, and brought him back to life. Hainu Shechozar Ubo Meitzach Anochosh Vehitil Sofik. Rabbi Nizal says there, this means that although they had dealt a major blow to the Meitzach HaNochosh, it wasn't a finishing blow. And therefore, the Meitzach HaNochosh came back and injected doubt again. Hodar Osar Tzifri Pushkansa, so again a raven came. Shechozar Ubo B'chinas Oirev B'chinas Tztoka, so now the power of the raven, the Tztoka, came back for a second round. And was able to subdue this Meitzach HaNochosh, this Chochmas HaTeva. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Achar Kach, Mesayim HaMemra. Then afterwards, the Gemara concludes there, Hava Tzipra Malichi Bahadon. On our ship, we had some salted birds. We had some salted poultry, you know, for us to eat. Oizvinu Alayu. We placed them on top of them, shakluhu, they took them, uparchaluhu, and they flew off. Pirush, shehoyo imam nafshois Yisrael mibnei amenu shetoachrem. Rabbi Nizal explains over there, this means that they had with them Jewish souls who had mistakenly started following their path, the path of these chachmei ateva. Because they also unfortunately became mistaken and but now they were able to fly away and go in peace. Through the Hizgalos HaRotzon that was accomplished now. As Rabbi, and he quotes the Pasuk there, Ki Porach Mate Aharon Lebeis Levi. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Nimtza, Rav Nosson Zal says, if you analyze what's going on over there, you see Shaloi Nizkar HaTikun Shel Elu HaNefoshes HaNefulois Ad HaSoif. Rabbi Nizal doesn't mention addressing this problem of fixing all of these thousands of Nefoshes that have strayed, that have fallen into this mistake of Chochmas HaTeva until the end. Achar shechozar v'osak b'tikun l'sakin ha'sofek shrotzel hatel chashon. That what happened was, first he was machnia the Meitzach HaNochosh. Then the Meitzach HaNochosh came back for another round to try to inject sofek. So now, when he went to address that problem, v'oz daiko kishechozar v'tikin zois, when he was successful in being misakin that second problem of them trying to inject sofek, v'nischaze korotzoin, and the rotzoin became strong, oz daiko, then havet sipra malichi badon, he mentions that we had these salted birds with us, uparchalon, they flew away. Ki ikar tikunam hualidei shechoizrim u'misaknim shenis, because their main tikkun is only when we come back for the second round, when at that second time when we're being machnia, the Meitzach HaNochosh, the sofek, you know, that they try to inject based on the weakness of these galus harotzim. Kigam ikar nefilosom bo mishom, because that's how it was possible for these souls to fall. Veshom ikar tikkunam. And that's where their main tikkun is. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela b'sharoshoi. Because we know that the rule is always that the din is only sweetened and corrected by going to the root of it. Ki ikar shoyresh achizas chochmas hateva. Sha'al yodam naflo ela neshama sinal hurak bebechina anal. Because the source, the root of where this Chochmas HaTeva draws its energy from, which is what gave him the ability to cause these neshamas to fall, is only based on this. ki betchilo bevadai einam yicholim lachnis kfira, because in the beginning they can't inject kfira into Jews that Jews should deny Hashem. Rak betchilo matilin sofik. At first they inject a little bit of doubt. Vechein hoylech imohem mimachshova lamachshova, and then the Yetzihara goes step by step from one thought to leading to another thought, leading to another thought, ad shenise venovoich moid moid, until the person gets lost, until the person's wandering and they don't know which way is up, they don't know where they're going. Kitziporim hu achuzos bepach, like birds who are caught in a trap, ad sheyefshelem loses, where they can't get out. Because again, that's where their shoyrish achizah is from this suffix. Alkein, ikra tikunam al yidei shechoyzrim u'mesaknim es chalishus harotzayim. Therefore, the main tikun of these fallen neshamos is when we're going back to correct a weakness in the rotzayim. Where after we dealt them a major blow, these chachmei ateva, they come back for another round and they try to inject safek. At that point, when we address that, when we go back for another round, the final round, that's the perfect opportunity to repair, to rescue those neshamos whose original fall came about through suffek. Ki iefsher lasaknam olaloisam kiim bein tikun latikun kanal. Because the only time that it's possible to correct them is between phase one and phase two. This is a very, very important point in the Kedusha. The Gemara makes a statement, Malchusa da'ara ken Malchusa da'rakia, that the heavenly kingdom parallels the kingdom below. Hashem designed this physical world in such a way that if a person studies it properly with emunah, he can understand from how things operate down here how things operate in Shemayim, and vice versa. So that there are certain things here, again, just like we know in construction or in working with metal or other things, we know that there's a whole limud, there's a whole knowledge that a person has to have. For example, a person wants to fix a tire, a person gets a flat tire. A person watches that the first thing they do is they start putting air into the tire. The guy, a person who doesn't know what, never saw this happen before, says, "Hey, idiot, I told you, you see the tire is dead. It's all, what are you putting air in if you know the air is just going to come out again? You're doing such a foolish, ridiculous thing." The person says to him, no, I'm not. You're going to watch. I'm going to do six steps now. And as a result of step number six, your tire is going to be repaired completely. Step one is putting air in, knowing full well that the air is going to come out right away, but it's going to show me where the hole is. I'm going to listen very carefully. There's quiet here. I'm going to listen. I'm going to watch. I'm going to run my finger over it. That's going to identify where the hole is. Wow. And here I thought you were just a nut who was wasting time. You see the air went out. Why would you put in air again? That's step number one. Step number two, take it off the thing. What are you taking the thing off the thing? Not a car for sure. I need the car to drive. It can't drive like this. It's going to drive it. Patience. That's step number two. Take it off. Put it on the thing. Put the cream on. You know, a whole methodical step in order to lead to a final tikkun. Lahavdil in the Kiddush also, there are many people who think somebody gets sick, I'm going to daven to Hashem, it's going to get all better. And they don't know that, and they think, they figure, what are tzaddikim do? They daven, I'll daven, it's the same thing. What do I need a tzaddik for? I can do the same thing. They don't know that the tzaddikim know exactly how things work in Shemayim. They know what's a gzardin, what's a second gzardin, what happens in between two gzardins. They know the exact moment to pull that trigger sometimes. And if you pull the trigger at the wrong time, you simply wasted a bullet. You didn't do anything. And this is knowledge, which is the Torah has this knowledge, and the tzaddikim, through their avoda, through their getting to the levels that they get to, they're zoche to be masig, to understand exactly how things operate in heaven. And that's how they're able to succeed. They're able to do things to rescue fallen neshamos and other things that we have no idea. We could think, you know, that it sounds you just grab and do, just like there are soldiers in battle who didn't know they weren't generals, they were soldiers sometimes, and they figured they're going to jump, they're going to do something that seemed to make sense to them, and they ended up getting hurt. Not only didn't they rescue the other person, they themselves got hurt. And they go back to the general says, I didn't tell you to do that. Of course, I was much more concerned for that soldier there. And that's why I didn't do anything now, because I knew if we try to do it now, there's no chance. I understood that it's only at stage four of this operation that we're going to do now. At stage four, we have a chance of being able to save him. If we try to do it in steps one, two, and three, no shot in the world just about. It's only if we'll wait and if we'll make the proper take the proper steps beforehand, then hopefully at point number four, we'll be able to do the rescue.